HR audit. Spelled BAMBEE.com/report. BAMBEE.com/report.
Voted one of Virginia's top newscasts now.
It's a new world. You know, it's a different era.
On Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV. Amen FM, Charlottesville.
Hot conditions and stormy yet again for the afternoon, making our way up into the middle 90s.
66 degrees, Grant, outside of the automated office system studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first.
Gasly Vega has won the Republican nomination in Virginia's 7th district.
We got to triple those efforts. We have to. Because we have a country to save, and it started today.
Vega will face Representative Abigail Spanberger in the general election.
The nominee was on WCHV Radio Tuesday morning and was asked why she's the best candidate to face off against the incumbent.
I have the advantage because I represent one of the largest county, in fact, in the 7th district, which is Prince William County. And I think that it's a really exciting moment to be able to put somebody that has a proven record of not only being able to win in tough political climate, but, you know, that has proven already to be able to stand up to the left.
6th District Congressman Ben Klein easily defeated Nicholas Betts in his primary contest. With no Democrat in the general election, the win gives Klein his second House term.
AAA Mid-Atlantic is predicting quite a travel season for the Independence Day holiday.
48 million people will travel 50 or more miles over the Independence Day holiday, the five-day holiday. That's 4% higher than last year. And just 2% shy of what we saw for the holiday back in 2019.
And gas prices continue to fall. Drivers in Charlottesville are paying an average of $4.75 for a gallon of gas. That's down from the high of $4.86, according to AAA.
The Albemarle County planners behind AC44, the comprehensive vision of growth management in the county, held a town hall yesterday. Supervisor Ann Malik from the Whitehall District will be on WCHV Radio just after the 8 o'clock news to take us into what was discussed.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office Systems Studio, 66 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that will send you alerts when these pop-up storms start coming through Central Virginia. Just follow us on Twitter at 107WCHV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. Free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial.